Welcome out, Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That man right there is Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Zaya.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Backwards. You look so fucking cool.
He does look cool. He just flipped it 4 seconds ago. Super cool.
Should I flip
it? No.
Leave it. That's awesome.
We will do a mid-show turnaround.
I mean, if you want.
No, leave it.
If you want to look.
I would never think about wearing a hat forwards again, Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, can we go here?
Oh, yeah.
Do
it. Yeah.
Woo! Picks Friday, baby.
Picks Friday. Otter, how are we?
Hey, Tony, we got a full slate of games tonight, tomorrow. We got some games on Sunday. I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah.
NFL's back.
Guess what that means. Woo! Picks Friday. If you are a new listener to the show, Picks Friday is much better during football season because we normally just talk about the games all week long, and then on Friday, hey, here's our fucking picks. Okay, boom, 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 boom. We don't waste time. We don't fuck around. We get to it.
Hey, okay? Yeah.
Cool. And today we have Fody. Okay, we're back in Europe.
We are back.
We have preseason NFL. We have baseball. Declaration. You guys don't love when I do this stuff, I guess. Okay?
Oh no.
I say, hey, I'm not.
Oh no.
I actually had an itch on my eye.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to bury it.
What's
there.
The fucking Tony declaration?
I say like, hey, I'm not betting NBA and NHL until March or whatever it is. I think I'm going to take a slight hiatus until September for baseball, maybe.
Dude.
You're despicable.
That's early, man.
We got college football coming up too, dude. Like,
yeah, once you get to college football, it's fine.
I mean, we still need to prepare.
All right, you're right. I was wrong.
We still don't have games.
Tony, hold your ground.
You're right. I was wrong.
Tony, hold your ground.
As we take on these new, potential revenue losing streams, I like having baseball as a nice little backbone.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I think I'm probably not gonna have 5 plays a night, a ton, but.
You're right. I'm back.
How could I miss today's play of the day, Tony?
I'm back.
Tony, hold your ground.
Mitt, I was wrong. When football starts,
it's fucked up.
Once college football hits, you can take your hiatus.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know what? I should have talked it out with you guys beforehand. Here we are. We did it on air.
All right. Well, I'll make the announcement for myself. You guys don't have to listen to my stupid parlays anymore for baseball.
Cool. City's up 1-0.
Yes.
They scored 4 minutes in. Haaland
first.
Naturally.
First touch. It was a touch of class.
Off the cross. Well, cross.
Just need one more.
Okay. Let's start NFL preseason.
Why not?
What say you?
Yeah.
What say
me? I talked to Gumby about it this morning. I was like, should we pick all games? He's like, no, let's not get fucking stupid.
Yeah. I like a lot of the games tonight.
I'll give you leans.
I've got a lot.
Let's roll through them. Giants are at the Lions. I don't have a pick for that one. If I had a lean, I was leaning Tyrod over Sudfeld. And then once it gets to Tommy DeVito and Adrian Martinez.
Yeah.
I realized today that Tommy DeVito is the pride of Don Bosco High School.
Oh, yeah. Don Bosco prep. Yeah.
Yeah. So he is going to lead the Giants to a preseason Week 1 victory.
Is that an actual pick for you?
Giants money line.
Oh yeah,
give me the New Jersey kid back home in East Rutherford.
Let's go
living his.
I tweeted it out earlier today. I said you get fucking Tommy DeVito and Adrian Martinez tonight is a perfect, just kind of ease you into college football season. Fucking okay, nice little taste of how things could be.
Yeah,
I hope
Darian Beavers.
Okay.
I hope that he gets some burn tonight.
Okay.
I just had a conniption.
That's fine. The next game, Steelers, Bucks. Yeah, three's the number there. You're going to get Kenny, Mitch, and Mason versus Baker, Kyle Trask, and the Wolf. That's a really – that's a that, when you go as far as preseason games are concerned, that's a pretty good quarterback lineup there. Right. You know, I obviously lean Steelers because I'm very biased, and I said it to Gumpy earlier. They brought in a lot of new people on the O-line over the last couple of years, but all the old guys are still there. They're just playing backup roles. So actually not bad for like a preseason type thing, but I'll stay away.
I like Steelers money line here.
Okay.
Yep. I shopped around and 150 at FanDuel is the best you're probably going to get. They're 165.
That feels pretty good, man.
Like, yeah. They're
unless Baker plays like the whole first half, but even then,
sure.
Like Mitch and then last night we saw like, if you have Case Keenum as your third Huge. Quarterback, like Mason Rudolph as your third quarterback
Huge.
Or like second guy in tonight.
Yeah. Familiar.
Huge. No, he'll be the third guy tonight. Kenny's playing.
Oh, Kenny's getting burned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny's getting okay, burned. Okay, so if you have Rudolph to close the game up, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah. You feel pretty good.
I'm hoping for some fourth quarter touchdowns because I'm taking the over of 39.5 in that game. I like the quarterbacks and
now
just to go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What, I like the over.
I'm going back to last night. Go ahead.
Okay.
I like the over.
Now, on the other side, Packers, Bengals. Go ahead, put it up, Mitt. Now, we don't know if Jordan Love's going. We think he's going to go, is what I've heard. LaFleur said the Stars will probably play in some capacity. Okay, so you would think. But then, like, after that, you get Clifford.
I like the big red Clifford.
I know, I did too. And then on the other side, Jake Browning, Reed Sinnott, and Trevor Siemian. I lean Packers here. I'm not actually going to take them because I don't know what Clifford and fucking McGuff's going to do. But I lean Pack.
I'm going Broncos Packers money line parlay.
Okay.
Wow.
Because I don't want to lay that much with the Broncos.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm on the Bengals plus the 4.5, and it's because I don't really see why you would lay points with the Packers quarterback.
Well, I know the Bengals are not playing any starters.
Yeah.
I know. I was just saying.
Yeah.
I just like the points.
Okay.
I am taking the Green Bay Packers money line in a parlay with the Cleveland Browns, actually.
Okay. That's it. Next is Falcons, Dolphins. We'll get the Browns and the Broncos part of your guys' money line parlays. Haven't heard a lot out of both of these coaches. Artie Smith said his starters will play at some point in the preseason. Doesn't know if it's going to be tonight because of their joint practices. So you may see Ritter, and then you get Heinicke and Woodside. Probably not going to see Tua, I would assume. But you got Mike White and Skyler. Those guys are good, but I like Heinicke too on the other side. So I stayed away, but if I had to lean, this would be the Dolphins lean for me and the points.
Yeah, my thought is I don't think Heinicke plays that much. Skyler was unbelievable preseason last year. This is second year. I think Finns are a live pup plus 2.5. I think they win this thing.
Okay.
I do too. I haven't bet them yet, but
that was the side.
That is the side and the lean.
That's the side we were leaning.
Lean side.
Our O line is fucking.
Yeah.
Well, people talking a lot about the Jets O-line. Ooh.
I was leaning that way when I was looking at the quarterbacks, trying to figure out my stats. And then I remembered this preseason, something might happen. I'm going the other way, and I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons money line.
I was watching it, and you moved it.
Well, because I want to watch it.
We got fucking City and Burnley going.
Is it still one?
Yeah. Commanders Browns, this is a good one. This is Sam Howell v. Deshaun Watson. Not sure how long. Jacoby versus Dobbs is good. DTR and Fromm, that's not the worst matchup. I like both. I'm going to probably bet these teams farther along in the preseason, but tonight I like both sides' quarterback situation, so I stayed away.
Game already under their belt. I'll take Browns money line.
Yeah, that's the way I leaned.
Yeah, I certainly like the Browns here. DTR was electric, and from you know he can execute a QB sneak on 3rd and 12.
Exactly. Well, who calls that?
Man City just got another goal. I am also, as I said, I'm parlaying the Browns with the Green Bay Packers. I also do like the over of this game as well, just because I like the quarterbacks. Browns have a game under their belt. I think DTR is going to come in and score some points in the fourth quarter. I think fourth quarter points are really important if you're going to bet an over. So I like the quarterback.
Dude, Holland again?
Yeah, well, he's an absolute fucking machine.
Dude is younger than me. That blows my mind.
Dude, last night, I might be wrong here, but I still believe Drew Lock is a starting quarterback in the NFL.
You love it. I do, but at the same time, he made some throws that I was like, dude, you just shouldn't have fucking.
I mean, that'll happen. I don't know. It's
pretty. He let it eat in the preseason, dude.
It was bar down, absolutely disgusting.
Oh, this is filthy.
Broncos, Cardinals, 5.5. Okay, I'm making a play on this, and it's going to be the Broncos. Nice, Mint. If you can't watch the game, man, dude.
Well, I clicked the wrong one. I was trying to go to this. So I clicked the wrong
spot. Completely lost it.
It got distracting. I put it back.
Yeah, Broncos 5.5. I'm going to take the Broncos. Starters are playing 15 to 18 snaps, followed by Stidham. I like Stidham. I think he's good. Then you got fucking Ben DiNucci, who I don't mind at all. Other side, Colt. Colt is going to start, they said. Their starters is a case-by-case basis, they said. And then you got Clayton Tune, good college quarterback, followed by Blau. But I like the Broncos here. I think Peyton's got – there's a vibe that I think will be good in the preseason for the Broncos tonight.
No fucking Gilligan hats, all right?
No fucking Gilligan hats. Fucking business, pal.
If this goes to 7, I'm turning heel. That's all I got to say.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's just it's starting to be like a lot. Doesn't
feel good laying points in fucking preseason.
I mean, both teams last night would have covered by
yeah,
a ton.
But were they the right side?
The Patriots.
They were.
Time will tell.
You're falling on Vikings right side.
I'm joking.
Let's do tomorrow. Titans, Bears. I assume Tannehill's not going to go. Vrabel said some starters were going to play. He didn't say Tannehill, though. You get Will Levis and Malik Willis. I mean, that's interesting. But on the other side, Justin Fields is going to start. PJ Walker, Nate Peterman. That's a pretty good little group, too. I stay away.
Malik Willis was basically the star of the preseason last year.
Mm-hmm.
Put me down for the Titans plus 3.5.
That was the side I was leaning to.
But me, anyway. Too. I like the Titans and the points there.
I will, again, break the mold here, and I'm going with Chicago money line because I like their quarterbacks a little better.
Okay.
And then I'm parlaying that with a later game.
Okay. Colts, I am going to take this one. Colts minus the 4.5. You know, you get Anthony Richardson, Gardner, and Sam Ehlinger, who Lombo told us yesterday, the fucking highest QBR of anybody in the preseason last year. On the other side, Bills did say they're going to play their starters. It's not going to be Josh. Josh Allen's not going to play, though. And obviously, a few others won't. I believe Diggs isn't going to play. You get Kyle Allen and Barkley. They're okay. They're serviceable. But give me the Colts. Give me the Colts in that one.
Okay.
I got Colts and Panthers in a money line parlay.
Okay. Speaking of that game, I also am going to take the Panthers. Bryce Young, Dalton, and Corral. Maybe get a little Jake Luton in there. We're not sure. Against Zach Wilson and Tim Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Saw enough Tim Boyle last week.
I agree.
Yeah, what happened to Strafolski?
I know. Yeah.
I mean, guy didn't even want to fucking go shake Liv Schreiber's hand.
Yeah, I understand that.
That was pretty much the end of it for me with Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
And that's to end my matinee parlay, Chicago Bears money line, Carolina Panthers money line.
Okay, exactly. Cool. Yeah, I don't want these next four I don't want to touch. Jaguars, Cowboys. Trevor Lawrence is starting. Jaguars are playing starters, but then you get Beathard's not bad and Nathan Rourke, the older brother of the current Rourke at gimme the Ohio Bobcats. Okay. Mike McCarthy hasn't said anything. So
it's gotta be Rush, right?
It'll be Rush and Will Greer. I don't there's not enough I know. I'm staying away.
I like the Cowboys plus 3.5.
Woo!
I do too. I don't mind Cooper Rush and Greer.
There might be fours out there if you want it, but it doesn't. I mean,
yep. I also kinda like the Bills plus 4.5, just go back.
Yeah.
I'm probably
okay. Did I
my Cowboys bad. Money line because it's plus 150 and I like it.
Okay. Eagles and Ravens. Ravens 23 game win streak.
Game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now, Sirianni wouldn't speak on who's playing.
We got a 23 consecutive. You know, we're going for UCLA's basketball. Yeah,
right. Jalen Hurts played one.
This is a must bet.
Jalen Hurts played one preseason game last year, and it was the first one. So this is their first one. So there's a chance, followed by Mariota, who, you know, you can say what you want about Mariota. He'd be a fine preseason quarterback. Tanner McKee, the highly talented quarterback out of Stanford, and Ian Book, you don't want to get there.
No.
And then Lamar, Huntley, Josh Johnson, Anthony Brown. That is just a
That's an absolute
quarterback. That's the preseason quarterbacks we need.
Right? Yeah, you're not getting me to lay six, though, so I'll stay away.
4.5.
Where?
FanDuel this morning.
Oh, interesting. I'm not laying that here. I'm staying away. I don't like it.
I'm laying it.
Okay.
I'm scared, too.
I'll probably use the Ravens money line as a parlay builder.
A parlay piece.
But I'm not laying it either.
Okay. Chargers and Rams. Easton Stick and Max Duggan is probably who you're going to get for the Chargers. They never play any starters. The Rams never play any starters either, but Sean McVay came out and said it's going to be a much different situation this year because they got so many young people that need to play in the preseason. I don't know if you're going to see Stafford, though. So you're going to get Stetson Bennett, Rippon and Dresser win, maybe. I'll stay away. I'll stay away.
Oh, yeah, I'm out. I'm going to get eyes on Stetson Bennett.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll sit out El Trafico here.
Yeah.
All right. In the American football El Trafico, I'm going to take the under of 33.5 just because these teams historically just don't really play anybody, and I just think that's decent.
As far as games go, this one should be pretty good. Chiefs, Saints, both teams said they're playing their starters for a quarter, probably.
Oh.
And then after that, so you got Mahomes and Carr, then you got Gabbard and Winston, Shane Buechele and Jake Haener. I mean, those are solid rooms for me. I'll stay away.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs. They were +3. It's now +1.5, but I'll take them at that, too.
Yep, I like the Chiefs as well. I forget his name, but they're working on a young backup tight end, I think, in case Kelce gets injured. So I think, you know, they should be emulating a lot of what they do with the first team.
And then the last game, 49ers Raiders. I'm going to be on the 49ers here. Trey Lance, Sam Darnold. I assume, what's his name? Purdy doesn't go. They practiced together this week, Niners and Raiders. Jimmy G's definitely not going, no. I assume. So you got Hoyer, Aiden O'Connell, and Chase Garbers. I'll take the Niners here.
Probably a lot of Aiden O'Connell. Yeah, I'll lay it with the Niners for sure.
I was thinking the exact same thing, but then I read a report of Brock Purdy throwing a bunch of picks at camp. Yep. I also don't know what Trey Lance is going to do. So I'm going to just lay the +155 Vegas money line.
Whoa.
Hey, I mean.
Is that a homer pick?
Maybe. I mean, we got my buddy from Purdue up there slinging the rock, Aiden O'Connell. He's going to be playing a lot. We got my dad coaching over there. That's
what I was referring to.
I mean, yeah, dude, I'm going to root for my dad.
Yeah, I know. My four were Broncos, Colts, Panthers, and 49ers, any way you could get them.
Friday, I got Steelers money line, Finns +2.5, Browns money line, Broncos, Packers money line parlay. Saturday, I got Titans +3.5, Colts and Panthers money line parlay, Cowboys +3.5, Ravens -4.5. Sunday, I got Niners -3.5, Chiefs +2.5.
Tonight, I'm on the Bengals +4.5, the Giants and Steelers on the money line. And then tomorrow, I'm on the Titans +3.5, the Bills +4.5, and the Cowboys +3.5, and then the Ravens.
And these all are going to be parlay pieces for me because this is preseason and I have no idea what's going on, really.
Yeah. Preseason equals parlays.
Yes, I agree.
For me,
when the variance is high, just make it higher.
Oh, yeah. So I got Atlanta money line, the over of Pittsburgh and Tampa, Green Bay money line, Cleveland money line tonight. And then tomorrow, I got Chicago Bears money line, Carolina Panthers money line, Indianapolis Colts money line, the under of that game, actually, 38.5. I do think I forgot to say that. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys on the money line, the under of the El Trafico American Football Edition. And then I'm taking the Las Vegas Raiders as a homer pick +155.
Okay. What do you guys like in baseball today?
I have.
There's a ton of games.
Yeah, I like the Yanks first five +1.5.
Hey. Wait, did they just pull their pitcher, Velasquez?
What's that?
It says TBD for me on the Yankees, but I think it was saying Velasquez before. But what? Nonetheless. I still
have Vasquez right now.
Gotcha.
I like the Reds first five money line at Pittsburgh. Red Sox first five money line, Sale back. Braves first five money line at the Mets. Cards first five money line at Kansas City. Mariners first five money line against Baltimore. And Texas first five money line at San Francisco.
Okay. Brucey?
Just the Reds first five plus a half. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. Gumpy, you can find it too if you want to get off that money line.
If you want to get it any way you can.
The Reds first five plus a half is my play of the day.
B-O-D. All right. Let's do, hey, it's time. Okay.
There we go.
Put
it in the center circle and let's fucking go.
Five games.
Start with Saturday EPL. I like West Ham draw no bet at Bournemouth. I know they lost some guys, but I think they'll be all right. Crystal Palace draw no bet at Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Newcastle money line at home against Aston Villa. In La Liga, I like Real Sociedad draw no bet at Bilbao. Sunday league, I got Lens money line, Monaco money line, Nantes draw no bet, Lyon draw no bet. La Liga, I like Real Betis double chance at Villarreal. And EPL, I think Tottenham will be all right Sunday. I got him draw no bet at Brentford. Brentford lost Tony due to that gambling thing. He pretty much scored all their goals.
Watching my way, like Ivan Tony. Big Ange. Fucking with Big Ange?
I like that coach, actually.
Hell yeah.
Bruce brought out some of his British rap that he likes to...
Yeah, they're watching my wages like Ivan Tony.
This new...
I also Inter Miami's priced out now, unfortunately, but put me down for Messi, two goals. I also like LAFC to advance. And Nashville over Minnesota in the League's Cup tonight.
Okay.
I got Messi to score only laying 180 at The Rock. So, chop around. Also, just EPL. In Arsenal, Nottingham Forest, I like both teams to score no. And then I'm going under in Crystal Palace, Sheffield United.
Ooh, a cagey affair.
And then I'm trailing you, Gump, on West Ham, double chance. Or draw no bet and Crystal Palace.
CP! Let's go.
I'm fucking so excited to just make some mud at 7:25 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, fucking Liverpool marching into Chelsea on Sunday with all this transfer nonsense going on. Should be interesting.
Also, Mia, my dog, loves soccer. Like, actually just stares at it and watches the ball. Go. So, I have to like it now.
Am I missing anything?
Tony, that's important.
Well... Anyway, am I missing any betting anything?
Hold on a second. Let's check in on the FedEx Cup here.
Oh yeah,
sure. Scotty's 8-1. Do it.
Hey, his putter's going, huh?
Yeah. I saw him hit one to 5 inches earlier too. It's like, oh, okay, Scotty's winning this one.
Lucas Glover is leading. Fleetwood, Hadwin, Spieth, Sanjay. Where is Scotty at?
I don't know.
He's 5 under. The leader's at 10. Okay.
Gotcha. 8-1.
He is Scotty Scheffler is through 10, so he's got
Jordo is only 2 back and he's 10-1. So there's fucking money to be made out there, boys.
Is Fleetwood third best odds?
Fleetwood is the favorite right now at 4-1.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Rory down to 360, might be a birdie on the way.
Meh.
Tony, going into this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
I just want you to know.
Yep.
Act as if what you do makes a difference, because it does.
Well said.
Who said it, man?
William James. I think that's an author. I have no idea.
Bill Jim?
Billy Jim, yeah.
Bill Jim said
Kevin
that?
James.
Kevin James. King of Queens. Yeah. All right.
Who the fuck is William James?
We'll be back Monday to break it all down. Good luck.
God bless.
Have her.
Done.